Oh, you were talking about the three races.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, okay, what? Okay, we've got Anglo and Black, and what was the third?
That was a Mexican American.
Okay. Do you know other terms for that race?
Yeah, they use the term wetback and Mexican and Chicano.
Okay, which of those are derogatory?
Wetback, I think.
Okay, what about Mexican?
Well, Mexican takes in all of them, uh-huh. And there's a difference.
Is that meant to be derogatory usually, or?
Yes.
It is.
Like today.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, mm-hmm. What about Chicano?
Well, that's a good name for today. I'm a little bit on the military side. You recognize me, I'm human, you know.
Yeah, yeah, okay, all right. okay. Okay, say you worked for a man.
Right.
I don't know if you have worked in a factory or anything where you might have a man who's a boss, but mm-hmm. How would you address him?
Mister.
Okay. Have you ever heard an older usage, particularly that Black people might use?
Boss?
Yeah, anything like that? Anything else?
I remember my great-great-grandfather saying master.
Uh-huh. That's an old usage then.
Yeah.
Nobody uses it.
I don't think so.
Okay. Okay, we got that. Oh. You know, we're talking about people who were just in from the country.
Uh-huh.
Now, whether it's a Black or a white, I mean, that I don't really care now. But children might say they saw an old man or something who was just in from the country. They might say, "Oh, look at that old what?" Would they have a particular name?
I don't think so.
Okay. Would you have a particular name for somebody who was from the Piney Woods country in East Texas? No? Okay. What about somebody who's from the flat prairie land out in West Texas? Do you have a particular name for him? Okay. Do you know the term Hoosier?
No. Never heard of it.
Neither. okay, say you're at a party and you look at your watch and you see it's about 11:30 or a little later and you say, "Well, we better be getting home. It's what? Midnight."
Almost midnight.
Okay. You might say, "That ice is hard to walk on. I managed to keep my balance, but I..." What?
Slipped.
You didn't quite slip, but you...
Stumbled.
You might say, something fell.
Slipped and fell.
Okay, but you didn't really. I mean, you came close, but you didn't quite do it. So you might say, I
almost fell.
Okay, anything else?
Mm.
Okay. If someone's waiting for you to get ready so that you can go out with him,
mm-hmm.
and he calls you and says, "Hey, will you be ready soon?" You might answer, "I'll be with you in
just a minute."
Okay. Say you know you're on the right road, going somewhere, you know you're on the right road, but you aren't sure of the distance. You might stop and ask somebody,